Islamic extremists now control much of the north and west of Iraq after rampaging across the region. Sunni militants have carried out massacres and suicide bombings. They have beheaded two U.S. journalists. They have their sights on Baghdad, but Iraqi forces with U.S. support are fighting back. The capital appears to be spared for now, but NPR's Alice Fordham reports on fears the turmoil could fuel sectarian killing. Now we should note that our story contains some graphic descriptions of violence that many will find disturbing.
The air here in the Baghdad morgue is thick with the smell of death. There's perhaps two dozen corpses in black plastic bags lying around here in the sweltering heat. One of them has its face exposed. The body is charred. And it's one of a number of bodies that have been coming in at an increasing rate in recent months. Burned, beaten, shot. The cleaner sluices down the mortuary slabs after another long day. And I meet Zaid Al Yusuf, the director here.
The number of victims in June increased, double to triple. So the number was above 30 in each day. Trauma, blunt injury, all over the body, in the chest, in the arms, in the skull, the head.
Yusuf worked here during the worst sectarian bloodshed in Baghdad, when 100 or more murdered, unidentified people came in every day. As Sunni extremists grabbed land this summer and Shiite militias reactivated to fight them and take revenge, he feared those days might be back.
We worried that if there is a worsening, just like 2006.
Down a long corridor past old printers and dusty public health posters is Mahmoud Safar. He documents unidentified bodies and shows images of the mutilated corpses to families whose loved one has disappeared.
We are afraid to return. That's days.
Every time you saw one of these bodies coming in with...
Every time, bodies shooting and everything. The bodies burning.
It's tough.
That's so hard, the job in here, because we see this. Do you see this?
He's pointing at the screen behind him. Horrific images of bodies from the past few weeks flash by, and the dead are only half the job.
And when you see the family and talk with them, you see the bodies, everyone in here, he want to meet family, he want to meet someone love. This mom said, I miss my child. What you can do?
Neither man will talk about the sensitive issue of whether more Sunnis come in than Shiites. Analyst John Drake from the AKE security company monitors the issue.
Sectarian-based violence, one-off killings, kidnappings, there's definitely anecdotal evidence to suggest its growth. Unfortunately, the sort of abductions that used to happen in the bad days.
That anecdotal evidence suggests there's been a rise in the abduction of Sunnis. And a drumbeat of bombings and attacks on Shiite areas also continues, as on one recent evening in the Shiite neighbourhood of Qurada. But, it's a big but, the Islamic State didn't take Baghdad, and this is not 2006. The morgue director says the number of bodies may even have gone down a bit now, and people are starting to allow themselves just a hint of relief. In Azawra Park, people go in the evenings to enjoy fountains, lawns and a giant new Ferris wheel covered in a kaleidoscope of flashing lights. Some people here say they're terribly afraid, but others are more optimistic. And I meet a Christian man, Basman Atesha, out with his wife and baby boy. They'd made a plan to leave the city, but have put it off for now. He says there is danger, but it's hard. He says when he thinks about leaving, it makes him cry.
It's my home. It's my home. Sorry.
He brushes away his tears. His wife hugs me hard. And they head off into the Baghdad evening. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.